It is the riots. This is the podcast. This is the Twinkie podcast.
Boy, you got two riot food fights, including the Key Lime Slime Ghostbusters Twinkie.
And the White Fudge Marshmallow Ghostbusters Twinkie.
That. We didn't know about the second one until we taste tested the first one.
Yep.
And it was like, wait a minute, what? Because
there's another Twinkie.
You'll hear the reviews on which one we liked the most.
Yeah, the other thing I want to throw out, too, is that don't mistake our excitement about these Twinkies for our excitement about the Ghostbusters film.
No, not at all.
These are separate entities. They may be related, but it's like dating somebody's cousin. That doesn't mean you're interested in them.
Right.
You're dating their cousin.
We want the Twinkies.
Right.
Not the movie.
Not the movie.
It's not like a mean thing. We just don't care.
Yeah, it's not. Somebody shut up about the girl thing already. Could have been guys. It still looked dumb.
Still looks bad. So you've got two riot food fights that are featured in here. I will tell you, make sure you join us at Radio U Riot. We Facebook Live'd the food fight for the White Fudge Twinkies.
We did.
So you can actually watch that, and that is posted again at Radio U on Facebook. Also featured in this podcast, Scott from Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance to catch up with him and find out more details on what Lennox has going on, including a chance for you to get a free song from them. So make sure you listen.
So I guess it just comes down to, since you've already downloaded this, you might as well listen because there's good stuff.
And probably listen the whole way through.
And tell your friends.
And share with them. Let them know.
Just how great it is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Have a great 4th of July, depending on when you listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And have a good weekend with it.
I hope you got an extra day off. We did. I'm excited about it, guys. I'm just not going to lie. I'm desperate for it to get started. Bring the weekend here.
I feel like you're so desperate, like, you can't make it through a full week. And yeah. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
But well, it's just really hard.
Our desperation has manifested itself in different ways.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been quietly angry about it. And I've been over here going, weekend, weekend, weekend.
You have. And I think you sounded just like that in the car yesterday.
You weren't sitting in the back seat yesterday. You would have been screaming for the weekend, too.
Well, you guys enjoy. Whenever you're listening to this, have a really, really great day. And don't forget, always riot.radiou.com. There's our Facebook page, other interviews, other podcasts that you can enjoy, too.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. It's the riot.
This is some of the worst riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the riot.
I think I may have found it, guys, so everybody relax. Dunkin' Donuts back in November in Massachusetts, Mendon, Massachusetts. We've got a manager at the Dunkin' Donuts making donuts.
This is the story I was about ready to, I just signed in to send it to you.
Now, this manager thinks no one's around. And drops a whole tray of donuts on the ground.
Oh, the humanity, if that were to happen.
So the manager kind of looks around. Anybody watching? Not really. So picks the donuts up off the floor, which I'll have to say, I had not watched the video.
Yeah.
But now that I've seen it, it is very obviously a dirty floor. I mean, I can see a footprint on the floor. It's kind of, maybe it's just a dirt deposit that my brain is reconstructing as a footprint, but it's not like they just cleaned the floor and then donuts fell on the floor.
It also just is the type of floor where, what is it, the grout?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff just looks super dirty.
Filthy.
Like, I wonder if that was, just from watching the video while we're doing this, just completely drops it. Looks around, picks them up.
No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal, right? So this video got released because an employee had caught this manager. He said do it with this kind of behavior multiple times, and he got fired, and so he has released this video to the public in retaliation, just straight up, like, hey,
mad about
they fired me, I'm mad. And I love the fact that he's upfront about it, like, look, I got fired, I'm doing this because I'm mad. That's just the way it is. Work environment was hostile. And here's my donut manager.
It looks towards the end when the lady, is it donuts or is it bagels maybe? It kind of looks like bagels to me, but towards the end, manager,
I'm not sure.
It also looks like she takes her hands and goes, just like,
wipes
done.
Her hands off. I mean,
all done.
Well, doesn't want to wipe the donuts off, but her hands got dirty from touching the floor. I have two thoughts about this. One, I just assume that our food is all served off the floor. I mean, that That's pretty much.
I think, imagine, if you assume that, then when it's not, that's it's a bonus.
I assume that before the French fries are handed to me, employees rub them on the bottom of their shoes. That's in the bathroom. That's just kind of the way that goes. The other thing is like right now, granted, it's not this Dunkin' Donuts, but Nikki, if you were in here and you had a tray of donuts, which why don't you?
I know.
Why don't you?
I don't come to work prepared.
Why don't you come to work with a tray of donuts and you dumped those donuts on the floor?
Well, it's different though.
I would still eat them.
Well, of course, because we know this floor.
Well,
we know what happens and what could possibly happen with that. That is, you're going in and you don't know that floor.
But again, I would say this much, all right?
That's new germs.
If I walked in and they said to me, they were like, hey, we have to give these donuts away. They were on the floor. If they were the last donuts, like there were no other donuts and they were just like, hey, these fell on the floor, I would be like, you know what? Just give them here.
Are they free?
There's sugar in there. They're going to cover it.
It'll be fine.
It's fine. Sugar fights infection.
Plus, they took like maybe a snapshot so you can know where like which donut ended up. So like some would be on top of each other.
I just hand it over.
All right.
Chocolate, double chocolate.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts says that's no good. Food safety is a top priority.
Well, it's a top priority to the people that aren't making the food. Sure.
Nothing is more important than the operation of clean and safe restaurants. So they're taking care of this.
Actually, there are things more important, like not being bothered. That's a little more important.
That is what this screams. This person could not be bothered to make the new donuts.
And they're the manager. That's the person you complain to. Manager don't care.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U.
Radio U is the correct way to say that.
Is that what it is?
That is. We haven't changed it since the weekend.
We haven't. Not even since a few minutes ago.
Nope.
There wasn't a meeting at the highest level.
That you missed out on? No. There's no memo waiting to say, okay, we've changed it.
It's not like I would get invited anyway. Actually, I would.
Not
they'd
with
be like,
that attitude, you would
be
not.
Like, hey, we're going to have a really boring meeting. We want you to be a part of it.
We want you to lead it.
Could you please come in here? Now, don't talk. Actually, you can talk, but then I'm going to start talking. So
for a couple of hours.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's my totally goodness. Fine.
Please leave your phone outside. Thank you. Be attentive. Make the notes and stuff. What do we want to talk about? Nikki found that the latest thing trending in Japan is people.
You can get it out. Let me get it out for you. Let me get it out. I don't even know what the sound is supposed to be like, but the sound is just great.
Oh, man. It's people vacuuming their harmonica.
Yeah, to sound like, what is it, a Windows?
There is a window.
Windows.
Wait for.
That's all it is, and I couldn't be more pleased.
I don't know why, but we have laughed over and over and over.
I need to pull up like what the sound of a Windows is. Windows 95?
It's the Windows Ta-da is what it is. Like I don't know why I know that. Wait, Windows
Ta-da?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I want to know what it really sounds like to compare to this.
Wait.
Okay.
There it is.
Identical to it.
There it is.
So that's just what I was watching.
Windows, whenever ago, they were also vacuuming their harmonica.
But suddenly over the weekend, which is very trending in Japan for people to take vacuum cleaners.
And it's everywhere.
And there's you just put a harmonica on the floor and then take the vacuum and put it on top. I don't know. It's someone just accidentally.
I get it. But here's who has a harmonica? Do you have a harmonica at home?
Vacuums. Go that far.
All right.
Go that far.
Fair enough. I mean, I will be transparent here and tell you that I do have a vacuum.
Yes, but I mean, we're just not vacuuming. It was like the perfect storm. Someone who knows what the Windows Ta-da sounds like. Someone who...
You don't think it was a happy accident? I think it was a happy accident.
I do, but it was like the storm of it. Because then you had to know what the Ta-da sounded like. You had to be vacuuming and accidentally leave a harmonica on the floor.
I swear. Whether you pick up your harmonica or not, I'm vacuuming in there.
And then they said they were going to vacuum it up if you don't pick it up. And when they did that, they realized, hey, this vacuum sounds a lot like the Ta-da thing. And then now we're talking about it.
There it is.
Ta-da. You know what? I love things like that. I do. It's why I stay on Twitter. It's just why. That brings the countries together.
That's what the internet's for.
It is. Good stuff like that. Come on.
That's what the internet's for.
I have our harmonica at home. It's a toy one, but...
Really?
Someone gave it for something. It's not my fault.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you think? We're going to have to look it up on Amazon. What do you pay for a harmonica?
Well, this one's a...
I understand yours is a toy one.
It's not a professional one. I'd say under $100.
All right, here's... Oh, like you're for way high. Look at this. No. Look at this. Here's a set of harmonicas, $29.99.
But are those professional ones?
Well, it says that they're Hohner Piedmont Blues Harmonica Set.
If that doesn't sound professional.
It sounds professional to me. How about this? Here's a Suzuki harmonica. Japanese company, Japanese vacuum. We've got a Windows Ta-Da sound. It looks like you're pretty much in the $20 to $30 range.
For a harmonica?
Here's a harmonica set in all 12 keys with case, $69.95.
So if you want to get in on the trend, well, you missed it because it was this weekend.
Yeah, you're out.
You know, you could still tweet about it or do something, and you just need to get all that stuff.
Dude, I should learn how to play the harmonica.
Oh, no.
Do you know
how? I don't think of it as an elegant.
I know, but it's one of those weird things. If all of a sudden I just was like, oh yeah, I'll play that on my harmonica. And I was playing this Mike Williams in the Branches song, but I was playing it on the harmonica. It would blow your mind. You would just be like, wait, what?
When did you learn this?
When did you take harmonica? Like, I practice 20 minutes a day, every day. I'm a harmonica expert. Now bring me the vacuum. I'm really going to blow your mind.
I can't wait to hear this thing. All right. Well, you do that if you want.
No, I don't think I will. It's more fun to talk about it.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Over the weekend, I made an unscheduled Best Buy trip that didn't work out well for me at all. I bought something that didn't work. I'm going to have to take it back. I'm really excited. Hopefully, there'll be a long line. I can make a return.
It just keeps getting better as you keep telling it.
It's fantastic. But something really great did come out of it. While there, I saw a man standing kind of awkwardly off to himself. He was actually in the middle of everything. And he had the PlayStation VR demo kiosk set up. And no one... You know, it's that thing where, like, he's obviously there to do something, but no one's talking to him. Nothing's going on.
That's just out of habit. I mean, yeah. You go to most stores and they're selling you something while they're in the store selling you something.
So. Yes, it's true.
How it is.
I had forgotten that Best Buy was doing those demos. And I was like, man, I want to try that out. So I went up. I was like, hey, are you demoing the PlayStation VR? And he was like, sure we are. Come on in. And I did. So I got... an 8-minute demo. There were a few games. It was one of those things where no one wanted to play with it. And then once I was playing with it, there was a line.
Yeah.
People got a chance to see what it was. And I got to say, it was pretty impressive. It was nice.
Now, which is this one?
This is the one that will work with the PlayStation 4. And a lot of people are confused. At some point, PlayStation, Sony, they're going to come out with kind of an upgraded PS4 next year. This works with your straight up, I bought it 3 years ago, PlayStation 4. And the PlayStation VR goggles will be for sale in October of this year. I imagine they're going to end up being a hot commodity that it will be hard to get your hands on.
But how much will they be?
It's $400 for just the goggles. You can go $500 and get kind of a bundle, which is the goggles, a game, 2 PlayStation Move controllers, and the camera that you'll need for those Move controllers to function.
Pretty expensive.
It is until you start looking at what virtual reality costs in other places. And I don't want to use the word affordable, but I do want to say
I knew what you mean. Out of all the other options, it's not as expensive.
Total cost to get this up and running, this is the cheapest way outside of like a Samsung Gear VR, like with your phone.
Unless you don't have the PlayStation.
Right.
Then if you need to get that too.
Yeah, virtual reality isn't cheap pretty much any way you look at it. But my thought was, with a high-end computer and VR goggles, I expect that to be pretty nice. But I thought with the PS4, it may not be that impressive. But you know what? It was. I was surprised by just how nice it was. The The actual VR headset feels amazing. It's really, really well built. And guys, I have a huge head.
And it started to fit you.
What a relief that it actually fit on my head. And
what you don't know is they were having to hold it back.
They probably were.
Like around your head.
Hey, does this have force feedback?
Like, listen, just get it on his head. Just do what you can.
Whatever it takes, get it on this man's head.
I think we can sell him one.
So played around with that. I played Eve Valkyrie, which is a space combat flying game. Ton of fun. I just, in general, had a really, really good time with it in the 8 minutes that I got to play it. Did they sell me on this $400 to $500 option? Let's go to a world where money's no object. I would put that on the yacht. I would.
You would, but if it's more of a reality.
Am I going to dig in for the $500 purchase this October? Probably not. Not right now. Virtual reality, I'm kind of waiting to see where the dust settles.
Oh, yeah. It's too expensive to kind of get in at the beginning.
Yeah. I'm interested in it, and I thought it was fun and neat, and there are some real actual games coming out now that you can play in it, but I'm waiting that out just a little.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Earlier in the show, we discussed the fact that Independence Day resurgence was not so much surging, really. Resurgence doesn't mean anything. It's just a word that you use about the something.
Can't force it people to go see it.
Made about $43 million, I think, over the weekend, which, to be clear, is more than I made over the weekend. But when you have expectations that are at a certain level.
We also didn't put in, $100 or $200 million in you. So
hey, I put an hour or two worth of work in over the weekend.
But that's not your pay.
That's true.
So as a studio, I'm not disappointed at your results.
I don't make $21.5 million an hour.
Perfect.
It's not exactly the same. So not doing that well. Directed by Roland Emmerich, the good news is that even if this movie doesn't do so great, he's got his next job all lined up. Turns out that on Thursday, before Independence Day released, he inked a deal to make a new movie. It's going to be a disaster movie. It's called Moonfall.
Mm-hmm. The moon's falling.
What do you think it's about?
My, is the moon falling? What do we do with that?
The moon has gotten knocked out of orbit and it's coming towards the Earth.
What knocked it out?
I don't know. Probably aliens, but I can't be sure. So they're going to drop the moon on us.
Well, I wasn't interested in Independence Day, the second one. Boy, I'm really interested in this one.
Don't you want to know why the moon is falling?
No, not really.
Oh, come on.
No, what else has the Roland guy done?
The first
Independence Day?
The first Independence Day, Stargate, the 1998 hit Godzilla, The Patriot starring Mel Gibson, 2012.
Okay.
That big disaster movie, which was supposed to launch into its own TV show. That's how confident they were on that one. And then, let's see, 2012, what else? The other disaster movie, The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh.
White House Down.
Ugh, see, none of these are...
They're all terrible movies. White House Down, you had Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down. It was like the summer of the dueling White House movies. And Olympus Has Fallen was way better than it should have been. And White House Down wasn't even remotely close to being half as good as it should have been. It was terrible. Channing Tatum is a private cop that wants to be a Secret Service agent, but he can't make it. But on the day he takes his daughter for a tour of the White House, everything changes.
Everything's Channing, or whatever his name is.
Channing. Everything's Channing. Good call, Nikki.
All right, so I'm going to probably say no on that.
Why?
But I'll wait till I see a trailer, and we'll let this movie be bad on its own.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to put my feelings towards its badness on whatever future projects the bad director does.
I mean, on the one hand, it's probably going to be bad because gravity and stuff. On the other, I've never been to the moon, and I've always wanted to go. So do you think if I jumped it just the last minute, maybe I could jump onto the moon before it crushes all of us?
Maybe. And also... with this director, too, like, as long as something looks good.
Yeah, well, that's what you're paying for, I think.
Yeah, so maybe it won't be so bad.
Well, with performances guaranteed to be so poor, maybe I could get on the ticket. Maybe I could have a little part.
We're probably going to be in the character that dies, but at least you're in the movie.
Mr. President, the moon is falling.
There, I mean, cast you right away.
Get me in there. Mr. President, the moon is falling.
I need a little bit more urgency.
Yeah. General Nikki is on the phone.
I can be in it too.
There you go.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
What?
I was just reading more in the article that we're reading great stuff off air. We just don't feel like it's appropriate to share with you on air. But it's just, I'll just close that and put that aside.
World's a strange place.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, you know what I did this weekend?
What?
I used Amazon Prime Now for the first time.
Are you going to tell why?
You want to know?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. Okay, so I bought a new graphics card.
Finally got one. The thing he's been talking about like all spring and summer.
Yep, I did. It was a lot of bizarre effort. So I got it. It was late Friday night. I had a ton of stuff going on Friday night. And I was like, dude, I don't care how late it is. I'm just going to install this thing, whatever. So I go to put it in my computer and it doesn't fit. I was just like, what?
Did that ever cross your mind?
No! The case that I have is huge. How can it not fit in there? And it's just like, well, this doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
You bought a fatter graphics card that needs a bigger pair of pants.
I did. That's exactly right. So I bought a new case and I thought, I was like, well, I'm going to have to either travel into the heart of the city to get a new case from like an actual computer store, or I could order one online. And then I was like, wait, Amazon Prime 2-hour delivery.
But you can't do that Friday night.
Well, but you can. Because they delivered it at about 8:30 Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. But it's still the next day.
Yeah, they have like a window where it's like, hey, whatever.
The
but I was able
hours.
To pick that they would deliver between 8 and 10 a.m. on Saturday. I was like, sure, why not? So I made the order. And you have to, I don't have to pay shipping because I'm an Amazon Prime member. They do ask you to tip people for them bringing it.
They're asking a lot with most people.
And then,
it's hard to get a tip out of everybody.
They're asking, they have the price or whatever. And the price was fine. Yeah. It was what it would normally have been. But I had a gift card and I had your first order. You got like $10 off or something. So I ended up getting it fairly inexpensively. And I've got the Amazon Prime Now app. So I get this bing that tells me it was around 8 o'clock. Like, your courier has picked up your product and it's on its way. And then I hear, I don't know, 30 minutes later or something, I hear the doorbell ring. And then I hear another ping. It's like your item has been dropped off at your location.
Can you tip them through the app?
Well, you basically tip them when you pay for your product. So you tip
you
in advance,
it then.
Basically. So what do you think? Like, the way this works is almost like Uber, as I understand it. Like, people, they contract private drivers to use their cars to whatever. Now, what kind of car do you think they were driving when they dropped my car off?
Someone did one here, and it was a really nice BMW. It was really nice.
It was a brand new 2016 BMW that they were driving.
That's what they do. I mean, that you have to pay for it somehow.
So is that what they're doing? They're buying that car and just paying for it by doing Amazon Prime, whatever?
Well, okay. I'm basing this off what I feel like what I saw here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an older lady with a really nice car. I felt like maybe that's her like a part-time job.
Okay.
Like for Uber drivers, it's an easy way to get some money with not having hours.
Lots
or like
of flexibility.
Without having it be a typical sort of clock-in sort of job.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's people who like she's maybe a mom or something.
So
like
she just does that
mom.
During the day?
Yeah, like you get some extra cash there.
Okay.
That's how I felt. But when I saw the car, I was like, who is driving this thing? And for that, but you got to do what you got to do.
Well, that was my thought.
Yeah.
When they drove up, I was just like,
maybe it was the same person.
It could have been. Like
a really big BMW sedan.
Yeah.
Gold.
No, this one's white.
Oh, no. So that was a different person.
Either that or, I mean, does Amazon let you borrow a brand new BMW? Because I'll tell you what, I'll start driving for them if that's what they want.
If that's what you can get. I'm curious how much you get.
Holy crap, man. I was impressed.
Shocking, yeah.
Yes.
Because we're just normally used to seeing the big brown truck roll by.
Yeah. No, BMW. So, and you know what? Product was fun. I had no difficulty with it. It only took me about 2 hours. To completely rebuild my computer.
Oh, but you got it, right?
I did get it. And once I had it all plugged in, this is the part that's the best part of the whole story. I turned it on and everything worked. I was prepared for hours of troubleshooting.
And
like,
it was fine.
You know what? I forgot to put this one thing on and nothing worked. No, everything worked. So that's a thing. And the Amazon thing worked. I have nothing to complain about.
Well, originally your case didn't work, so yeah. I mean, you did have some trouble.
So there's a complaint.
There was.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself, because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U. The Riot. The Riot.
Here it is. The Key Lime Slime Twinkie from your friends at Hostess. Eric found these. Where did you find them, Eric?
The grocery store?
Well, yes, but...
Yeah, the store. The store. That's okay. Confirmed.
Is that where you get them? You didn't find them?
I was right.
Wait, you weren't out adventuring and you found a treasure chest that you opened?
No, or like getting an oil change? No.
They didn't have them there? Okay.
So now for Twinkies, we've tried... Is it banana ones we've had?
Yeah, we had the banana ones.
But then... Catch? Got it.
Eric, you want one? Okay.
I like key lime, but I don't like Twinkies.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought the banana ones were okay because they tasted like banana. And the Twinkies are just like...
Do you not like the sponge part of the Twinkie or the filling? I feel like there's not enough filling and too much sponge.
Well,
part.
I don't like filling.
Oh.
Their spongy is way too fake for me.
Sure. Well, no one's thinking this is real.
Oh, it's not like this delicious little fresh angel food cake. It's basically the cast-off... If it was any worse than this, they would have sold it to like clean pots and pans.
Yeah. What do they call a key lime?
Key lime slime.
They call it that because it's not even key lime. It's just, right. They call it key lime slime. Technically, that is, you're taking what you want from that.
We didn't say it was key lime.
That's right. It's key lime slime.
That's not what we said.
That's a different flavor. It's totally different.
Well, I'll say this before we get into it. The best Twinkie I feel like we've had so far, you mentioned the banana, but I think the best Twinkie that we've had was the chocolate covered Twinkie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. What was that one for?
Now, that was a Twinkie.
Yeah, it was. Where did we get that one from? Was that Japan?
Oh, we got it from the store.
Yes, I know. It's true. Well, I meant, which country did we get that from?
No, that's here. Yeah. And interestingly enough, I did get an oil change once, went to the gas station, and they did have this Twinkie.
It smells all like a Twinkie.
Okay, if you hold it up in the light, there's also a greenish hue.
If you flip it over where they injected the slime,
you can see it.
Yeah.
Those pores haven't healed over yet.
Looks like your Twinkie threw up or something. So.
Oh, sick little Twinkie.
All right, well, let's try the key lime one.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really smell like key lime.
Sponginess is no different, the cake part.
Mm-hmm. It's the same.
Mm-hmm. What if it's key lime?
No, that's good.
You like it?
You like that one?
I'm for that.
I don't feel like there's very much of a taste to it.
I don't taste any key lime.
Get it on your tongue.
Right. I gotta try more. I don't really get much key lime.
Slight at best.
Little.
To be honest with you, I actually consider it a moderate flavoring.
Really? All right. Well,
damn.
No. I mean, we'll eat it if we have to.
Like,
I mean,
I'm getting key lime on top of the slime.
Okay. Man, it's very, like, I'm not. Like, I'm actually, if you gave this to me, I don't even know if I would be able to, in my mouth, differentiate the taste.
I haven't had a Twinkie in so long, but I feel like there's more filling in this than...
I agree with you. It does seem to be very full. But then again, maybe it's like, hey, guys, it's the Ghostbusters. We really got to sell this thing.
Put all the green filling that we can.
Get all the green crap. Yeah. And by the way, we have to get rid of all this green stuff. So
might as well put a
bunch. Maybe the slime's real cheap, so they can just shove a bunch in there.
I mean, it's not terrible, but I don't feel like it's... Really? It's very key limey.
It's not sharp citrus lime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're just getting lime flavor without the citrusness.
Yeah.
I can taste it. Like, it's there. But I honestly, like,
look,
I don't.
Let me, with your tongue, just dig out.
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What are you drinking here? Look at these things. You've killed your palate.
Aren't we never
You've got coffee and a soda.
So? It's not wrong. It's hard. This
I
dunk
it
hard.
In your coffee. Yeah. That might be good.
Mm.
All right, so that's the key lime slime Twinkie.
Yeah, I mean,
this to me, I would hands down choose over any other Twinkie. And in fact, it's actually so good, I would actually put this in my snack rotation.
You're willing. Could, okay.
Yes.
You bought the box. You may have the box. If
this needs to live on like the Ecto Cooler lived on for a decade.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. Well, you know what? These were donated by the Nikki and Eric Fund. So,
yes,
I mean,
you can take those
upstairs and put those in your snack rotation.
Mm. You can have that.
Yeah. You know what? I thought it was
good. It's not the worst. No, it's fine. It's just,
no, I mean,
sometimes I just wish it would be more.
I'm not mad I ate it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, well, I mean, I wish that too. But for me, when we had the chocolate covered Twinkies, that to me was, When we were done with that, I thought, well, we've done it.
That was the top.
We did.
Are they still making those? Let's bring that back in.
Absolutely. In fact, when I was when I was doing the surgery recovery, and I was like, I can have what I want.
No.
I bought zingers over that, but it was a very, very close call.
It's the Riot.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
Radio U.
There are all kinds of terrible ways that human beings can be put through terrible things. All right? Torture, war, Diet Pepsi. I mean,
it is true, right? I mean, it is.
I mean, you go to a restaurant
and they've sold,
and they tell you that you have Diet Pepsi as an option. It's just like, you know what? Man, can we get Amnesty International in here to have a conversation? I mean, what is going on?
Oh, you're right. It's bad.
Diet Pepsi.
It's not the worst, but
it is.
Meaning,
okay,
compared
there's
to
one worse.
Actual
diet,
war.
Diet Rite is worse than Diet Pepsi.
That's still around?
Oh, they still make it.
Who serves that?
Somebody does.
No one does.
Somebody does. I'm telling you. Diet Rite. They used to have that at the DQ across the, like, down the road from my mom's shop.
Oh.
She's a cosmetologist. And they had that Dairy Queen, which is great. I would go and get hot dogs there. And they had RC Cola and Diet Rite. Diet.
To me, that seems like they don't want to pay for the other stuff.
Of course, that's what it means. They went with some third-party garbage. Though, I will say RC is pretty good. You know what? Don't even know if they still make it. I remember thinking that it was good. But of course, again, it's because I had it at the thing for
and
the
whatever.
And
you're eating hot dogs, yeah, so like you're not going to hate any of that.
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, and I would say to you that I don't even know how this is possible, somehow they made Diet Pepsi worse. How do you do that?
They took some of the stuff out. Was it last year?
Yes. They swelled this year. I don't know. You know what? I don't keep up on Diet Pepsi because as far as I'm concerned, the less I know,
the
better.
Dead to you.
That's right. It's like, we have Diet Pepsi. I saw your mouth moving, but I couldn't hear anything. What did you say again?
I'll take water.
I'll take dirty water.
I'll take water, thank
just
you.
Just go ahead and the stuff you're washing your hands in, just put it in that cup. I'm sure it'll be better.
They had tried to remove...
Aspartame?
Aspartame, some of the what they feel would be potentially harmful chemicals to have it be more healthier. Uh-huh. But the problem is, even though it wasn't really supposed to change the taste, a lot of people feel like it changed the taste. So it has hurt Pepsi and their sales.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean... Those of you that were drinking Diet Pepsi, I would have argued that you didn't have any taste buds at all, but apparently you do.
This was last year over cancer concerns, so now the sales decline has been so bad.
So who cares about cancer? Just go back to it.
They are reintroducing a new Diet Pepsi classic sweetener blend. So they're going to reintroduce a few things and put a few things back on the market just to help raise back up their money.
Fantastic.
So there you go.
All right. So everybody, all of you, all one of you that we're really concerned.
Oh, come on. There are lots of people. Every time we talk about Pepsi and Coke, it never fails. I know there's some of you guys that love Pepsi and that's fine.
Hold the phone. I think if we're going to go regular, I like Coke and Pepsi. They're fine.
Oh, you like regular Pepsi?
Yeah, sure. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Diet Pepsi, though.
Is where the problem is.
What even is it? What is it? I don't know what it is.
I can't help you with it.
It's not fit for human consumption, I can tell you that.
I'm a diet Dr. Pepper gal myself,
let me tell you, that's because it's got 23 flavors, all right? Instead of
I'm
just one.
I'm a complicated girl. I need all those flavors.
Oh, you know, Nikki, you got a lot of subtleties to you.
That's right.
You got to have something that expresses each one of those.
It's the worst of the Riot, because calling it the best of the Riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook billionaire, he is having a problem. You know, he owns all that land in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And so he bought himself a mansion there. And then he is now building a 6-foot rock wall to surround that property. And the locals are angry. They say it's a complete eyesore. Just ugly. And you know, the last time I built a rock wall around my Hawaii mansion,
you had problems too with locals. I remember that.
So I just invited everybody over for a barbecue.
Just to kind of break the ice.
I had the San Antonio people. Oh, do you know that if you were a Facebook billionaire and you wanted San Antonio Taco Company, you could get it anytime you wanted. I could fly.
In Hawaii.
I could fly the whole crew into Hawaii and have them cook. They're my cooks now.
Yeah, you could. But that's just not how it's set up.
That is a space of being a billionaire that we haven't even explored at all. I could shut down that restaurant, buy it out. Why? Because they cook for me now. Like, here, I want to buy out your business and I want to hire you to come. I want you to live on the property.
I want you to make me food.
Every day, whether I eat it or not, I want a vat of the cheese sauce ready at any time.
Well, it's sad to think the wall that to be built around the house, mm-hmm. I mean, that's more money than anybody will ever, all of us all combined.
That's probably a $10 billion wall.
I know, and it's location, location, location of the wall.
I mean, I will tell you, the wall is actually very good looking, but I believe the complaint is that it is blocking the ocean view. So
from
if you're going
houses.
Past, like, yeah, you know, you can't see the ocean or whatever. He even bought the property around it because he's just trying to get some privacy. And, you know, I did that, too. You buy a house, then you buy all the surrounding houses just so people will leave you alone.
I know people are upset about it, but, I mean, that's his property. And you know, if anybody needs privacy, I would think it'd be him.
Yeah, the irony of the creator of Facebook being concerned about his personal privacy. Now you know how we feel, Mark. But in fairness, we signed up for it.
That's true. That was our choice.
So, and what made Mark so rich? Your personal information. That he then sold.
I think we went full circle.
I really feel like we have, right? That rock wall is built with your personal information.
That's your wall.
That, yeah.
Your posting wall.
I mean, but you know, it's not, but it is. You understand. Oh, maybe that's what you should do. You should go and write on his wall. Just say hi to old Mark there.
Listen, there's worse things. Just enjoy the wall.
Yeah, so everybody's mad. I just say, you live in Hawaii. What are you so mad about? Go to the beach.
Well,
get
listen,
eaten by
though,
a shark.
I mean, it's usually pretty low-key, the style there.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot to probably get upset about. So when they have something, they just go all out.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I've never been there, so I don't actually know.
I've never been to Hawaii.
I'm just taking your
my word for it.
Word for it, yeah.
I went when I was younger.
I've been to that taco place in Nashville, though.
That's nice. You're really on that place this morning, aren't you?
Well, I'm just trying to think of places I've traveled. And
have you even been to San Antonio, the real one?
No.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Gosh, I really want to be a part of some kind of an action team that has a really awesome acronym for its name. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if Riot, each letter meant something, and we were like, really idiotic Obadiah toys, or I don't
sure
know.
Sure, that this, works.
It was on the spur of the moment. I didn't write anything. I just saying, wouldn't it be
we're
awesome?
We're not committed to that, but it's opening up the door for us to figure out what our acronym will stand for.
Or like, what if we were part of Widget, and it was Wicked...
We get it, though.
I'm going to need a thesaurus, okay? It's not going to be easy.
He needs
We're
some time.
It out. But that's the whole reason I'm excited about Watch. That would be the Massachusetts-based World Against Toys Causing Harm.
What a buzzkill.
That is the dumbest sounding thing ever. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm part of Team Watch. World Against Toys Causing Harm?
They think is that you would actually be excited for that. Yeah. That you were committed to be a part of Watch.
You know what I think it sounds like? I think it sounds like something that they have an evil genius that's stealing toys. Like, yes, Watch will now be taking all of your toys. No more bean bags or Nerf guns or anything cool. I want them all for myself. And then it's some English guy who we find out his parents wouldn't let him have toys.
Yes.
And like he had a slinky one time, but his dad straightened it. And so he doesn't think any children anywhere should have toys because they're harmful.
So what are the toys that they say are dangerous?
Well, they got a couple of things on the list here. You should be on the lookout for, and I didn't even know they made these. The Nerf Rival Precision Battling Rifle. Okay, it shoots, all the Nerf guns I've seen shoot the like the little foam darts, basically. Yeah. These shoot little balls. Like, think a paintball like that doesn't explode. They say that they move at 30 meters per second and that it can hurt. You're supposed to be over 14 to use the Nerf Rival rifle. I want one. I want to be a Nerf Rival. That thing looks awesome. They also say, you know, remote control helicopters have spinning blades. That's just, you're going to cut your face off.
Oh my gosh. It's like a, just like a, the worst mom ever. Just this whole organization haven't seems you, like that.
Wait. Do I just assume this? I mean, I don't know this, but don't all moms just give you the absolute worst case scenario for everything? My mom's like, well, look both ways before you cross the street or a semi will come along and turn you into liquid. That's how dead you'll be. And then I'll spend the rest of my days going, why did I let him cross the street?
You just have to watch because you finally get the drone that you've been wanting. And like, suddenly this organization and your mom all come yelling at you.
Mom, I'm a college graduate.
I can handle this.
I know to look both ways before crossing the street. Don't get in the car. They're all crazy.
Don't you mouth me is then what you get back.
My mom has a place. It's a merge, just where two lanes come together. And I take this merge often, and she'll be like, you still driving down there? It's a suicide mission. That's what she says. She calls it a suicide mission every time. So I just assume that all moms give you the death and dismemberment speech before you leave the house. Didn't your mom do that?
It's common.
Maybe it's just my mom. All right. Oh, also on this list, Nikki, hoverboards.
Yeah, well, those actually have been proven to be quite dangerous, so I'll go with them on that one.
Oh, Joan of Arc there, you want to get yourself a hoverboard, huh? That's the end of you! And they also say pools. Kiddie
the
pools.
Whole thing?
Yeah. So
hot tubs.
Death by
pools.
Fire or water. Hey, look, here's one more thing they say is gonna hurt you, the trampoline.
Well, no one's going on that.
So here's what they're thinking. You can have a ball.
A wooden block.
A wooden block. If you stack two on top, one of them might fall off and hit you. So.
And the wooden block must be made in America.
Well,
it's one of those.
Well, you don't want them using any of those weird paints on the block.
Mm-mm, nope. And you can put the block up and then you can put the block down and that's it. You can set your phone on it.
You can't have a phone? Phone's not on the list, but you certainly can't have that.
Just try to see what we could use the block for.
Man, what would we do without Team Watch? See, they still have an awesome name. What are you guys? Oh, we're Watch. Ta-ta! I imagine them giving us like Power Rangers-like poses when they say that, like, we're Team Watch!
I don't want to see what their building looks like. I don't think they even have a break room.
Let me put it to you this way. No corners. Lots of rounded edges. There it is.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Would you rather go to the theater or have a home theater? Think for just a second before you answer that question. I'm turning to you, Nikki. Nikki, home theater or theater?
Home theater.
Yeah?
I'm a homebody.
You like to be at home?
Well, I just feel like the investment in your home setup could then be enjoyed for many, many movies, TV, whatever you like to watch. Whereas if you're going to the theater, that's for that experience, for that movie alone.
Now, when you say that you're interested in a home theater and it, I believe the word I heard was investment.
Yes, you got to have a few investment pieces.
Okay. How much do you want to invest?
For a good home theater? it's going to be a lot of money.
Okay. Walk with me here. Not just a good home theater, but what about an IMAX home theater?
A premium home theater.
IMAX.
How much is that going to be?
Yeah. Here's what I love. If you want to just go with the baseline model.
Yeah.
You know, just
the Max.
The Palais. It includes dual 4K, 2D, and 3D projectors, a proprietary IMAX sound system, a touchscreen remote. You're going to need that. And seating for anywhere from 7 to 18 people. It also comes with a complete HD multimedia system that will play anything from karaoke to HD TV and Blu-ray. But it doesn't include the set-top box that you'll need to play IMAX movies.
Well, that's a premium product.
They say for about $400,000 we can get you started.
$400,000?
No, that's for the base model.
The base?
Yeah.
Just well, then the, I think I'll just go to the movie. Well, I don't like to go to IMAX too much.
So you'll need $10,000 for the secure device that will download the IMAX films.
So $410,000?
Yeah. And then the movies to rent are about $50.
For that. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's expensive.
So, you know what's interesting? If you wanted to do a home theater that could seat about 40, that's a platinum theater, and that's about $1 million.
So this is for people who are actually, this is for movie theaters.
No, this is for the private individual at home.
There's space for that.
Well, people that have $1 million for their home theater system.
Yeah. You're right.
You're like, I want to watch TV. All right, I'm going to go down to the IMAX theater we have, and we'll do it that way. It'll be pretty amazing.
I wonder, like, how many they have to sell to make it worth it for the company to make all this? Like, how many people are buying these things?
I think at $1 million, I think they've got it all in the price. I think that's good.
You know, like when you go buy a car and there's some wiggle room.
Yeah.
Like, is there wiggle room?
There's a ton of wiggle room here. They've built a great margin in for profit.
So offer them like $700?
No. I don't think they're going to have wiggle room for you. I think that people that are going to buy this are just going to pay whatever.
I don't know. I shop with a smile. So maybe they'll be willing to go down a little bit.
I know a couple websites where you can get coupon codes on stuff.
We might be able to get an
IMAX coupon code for you or something.
All right. Well, that's more than I was willing to look in, but let me take a few days and think about it. You're never supposed to purchase right then and there. You're supposed to take some time.
Sleep on it.
Sleep on it to see if I want to have that home theater.
Yeah, they say you're better off making decisions earlier in the morning, and since this isn't early enough, I'll get you up tomorrow.
If I would be buying it now, that's emotional purchase.
Yeah.
And that's not smart.
That's good, Nikki. Thanks for thinking that through.
So I need to leave, though, making the person think that I might come back and buy it. Like, I can buy it if I want to.
This makes my graphics card upgrade seem very reasonable.
And smart choice.
In fact, like, just...
That, smart.
Yeah. Wait, no problem there at all.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
I don't know about you guys, but from time to time, Nikki and I get a little sleepy in the morning.
No.
I know.
No, not really.
It's hard to imagine something like that's possible with all of the fun that happens in here, but... Sometimes it does happen. But Nikki, oh, look, Eric just brought me a soda.
That'll help.
I feel like I'm going to be doing better already. I really, really do.
You actually look happier now.
I also feel like if I ever wanted to buy life insurance, I can't ever let them listen to this show. Because if they did, they call me uninsurable.
It's a diet, which some would think would be worse.
Yeah, they don't really understand it. But there is a neuroscientist who says that you can train yourself to function perfectly well on 6 hours of sleep a night.
What do we have to do, though? Because normally they go 8 hours of sleep, right?
I know. He says there's a method to make this happen. It goes like this. All right. You're going to have to start getting up at the same time every day.
We do that.
Right. But you do that 5 days a week.
No, for the most part, I get pretty close to it on Saturday and Sunday.
He says it has to be consistent. 7 days a week, you always get up at the same time.
Mm.
And he says once you get to the place where you are doing that consistently and you can do that for a couple of weeks, then this is where it gets real. You back it down 20. You back your when you go to bedtime, because that's what he's saying. Bedtime and rising time, they have to be the same.
Yeah.
And then you stay up 20 minutes later.
And
then you do that for a week. And then you stay up 20 minutes later, or you can back your wake up time 20 minutes later, which like you adjust each one by 20 minutes a week until you hit the 6 hour mark.
Every day of the week.
And he says, so if you can maintain that, like we would go to bed at 11 and get up at 5. And it's that every day. And we maintain that with no breaks in it. You got to keep the chain going.
I would love to see you then on a weekend and you're trying to stay up. You're like, no. I can only get 6 hours of sleep. I have got to stay up.
Man, if I get... Then what ends up happening is that one weekend, you end up sleeping all weekend.
Yes,
you go to bed
so
at
tired.
Like 11 on Friday night and you wake up at 5 on Monday morning.
Ready to go.
Like, what just happened? I don't understand.
I mean, I don't know, because different articles will tell you different things, because some people will say, well, then catch up on the weekend. But then they call that like a sleep deficit if you've missed out on sleep during the week. And other... smart people say you can't catch up on that.
You never catch up on sleep.
It's not possible, but some like to try. So I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm just presenting this as an option. It's not necessarily the option.
As I look at you, you look like a pillow some mornings. I just think you just...
I mean, I don't want it to be weird, but could you lay down on the ground and I could put my head on you?
I'll hold you just because I'm very tired.
I just need this for 8 to 10 hours, and then I should be good. Don't worry.
Perfectly fine. Well, maybe if you require a little bit more, you could go with 8 hours and try to get 8 hours of sleep every night, every day of the week.
Trying to back it down. 8 hours. Who has 8 hours for sleeping?
That's crazy. I mean, good for you if you can get 8 hours of sleep during the week.
It's impressive.
That means you're putting your phone down. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Word of me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Ever get in your car and think,
what is that smell?
Man, it's not new car smell.
Mm-mm.
It's old car smell. It's my gym bag has been in here every day for a month smell. It's, I know that I went fishing a while ago and there was that one fish we couldn't find.
That one piece of food that fell down in between the seats that you didn't think would be a big deal.
It's no big deal. I mean, roll the windows down. And then you find yourself in the unfortunate and yet fortunate position of having a date this weekend. And yet,
your car smells.
She's going to have to get in your car. So you can rent a car, which is going to work for a while. But if you end up getting a second date, and did you know, Nikki, that Match.com says they have more second dates than any dating?
No, I did not.
Have you seen that commercial?
No, I've not.
My gosh. It won't stop. There's this one streaming service that it's like every commercial, they're just like, did you know what you get is a second date? And I'm like, I swear.
Not if your car smells.
I swear. So I have a potential solution for you. Now, it's going to require travel. You're going to have to go to Brazil.
Okay.
All right.
Olympics.
Great. While you're there, you go to a Burger King. They're selling Whopper air fresheners for your car.
That'll cover it.
That'll do.
Okay. One time I spilled milk in the car in Panama. It was a rental car.
Wait. Okay. Hang on. This one time in Panama, I spilled milk in the car.
It was soy milk.
Doesn't sound made up.
It was soy milk, so I didn't think it'd stink like regular cow's milk. But it did.
Oh my gosh.
We had to take hotel room towels to try to like clean it up. And then we left the car and then the next day we came in and it smelled really bad. So we went to go to the grocery store and bought air freshener stuff and I stuck them like under the car in various places. So it would smell throughout the whole car. So it does work. It covers it. You just have to go with it, you know? Because I didn't want to have problems when I return the car because the communication was hard.
It's only about 150 degrees in Panama.
Oh,
so.
No, that was a problem. Yeah, it
just
was.
Bake that soy milk right into the carpet.
I really didn't think it would smell. No, it's not milk. It's
no
fine.
Big deal.
Yeah, but the air freshener thing, I put some in the glove compartment box. I put it under the seat.
Wait, how many places did you spill this milk?
Just on the floor mat in the passenger seat.
Okay.
But I wanted to make sure no matter where you got in.
There was no
the car.
No way you were smelling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you just had to put one in each area.
Okay.
It was fine.
Looking at a Craigslist car this weekend, understand that people like Nikki are stashing. Are stashing things. You get it home and after 3 days you're like,
what is that heck? And then you find all these random air fresheners just stuck everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You've been taken, son.
So you can get the Burger King ones and then your car will smell like a hamburger.
The one thing about this Burger King air freshener that does bother me is this. I have long thought that the great smell that I get when I go to Burger King, it's just something that they spray. It's not really the burgers. It's just like they got air fresheners from Febreze burger spray. They're spraying around in there. That's what it is.
Yeah, you can duplicate that smell.
They paint the stripes on and then they're spraying this thing. There's nothing real.
Now, is this only in Brazil for the Burger King air fresheners? Or
For now, yes. But I imagine it's going to be such an international hit that maybe we'll get a chance.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
I want to be around. I don't want to be around, but I kind of want to be around for this. Okay, we've got a woman named Trisha. Where was she? She was somewhere in Ohio, Bloomfield Township. She went to Kroger. That's a grocery store. And she ordered a Batman v Superman cake for her son, which we know is a mistake.
But, you know, it's still cake, so you can't judge it too harshly.
Her son only saw the Batman Superman part, so he is excited about that, whatever. So she shows up at the store and to get the cake. They made a mistake on the cake. I don't know what the mistake was. We don't know, whatever. They showed her the cake. They say that I don't know what happened that escalated it, but she began telling them this cake is wrong, whatever.
She was upset. Maybe they got the name or the spelling wrong.
She started screaming.
Which is what you do.
She drop kicked the cake and then began stomping all over it.
Yeah, it's not the cake's fault. What did the cake do?
You know, is there part of that cake she didn't stomp on?
I know, because we'll eat it.
Like, I could take a bite out of that. It's fine. I mean, you can't sell it, obviously. I mean, that's
but
dumb.
Someone could have taken it home for free.
If I'm just standing around, like, maybe we could cut that corner piece off there. What do you think? So, all right. Drop kicking the cake, that I get. I mean, hey, who hasn't drop kicked a cake? You get mad, you just go into the store, you drop kick a cake. But when you're stomping all over the cake, now your shoes are all messed up. And they're going to know where you went.
Now it's your problem.
You're going to walk right out. You're leaving footprints all the way through the store. Now someone's got to clean that up. And then you get in your car. You have to clean that up. Maybe you just, lick the floor mats. Is it getting weird? It's cake. There might be a little bit of icing. You want to get in on that. So this might come as a shock, but apparently she had a little bit of a...
pre-party refreshment?
No. That's not it. She was not drunk. She already had a court date in early June and was ordered to take 60 days of...
anger management?
Well, she had 60 days to take the anger management program
from
that was
a previous
assigned to her.
Thing?
Uh-huh. Oh, and she had to pay a $500 fine.
She's got anger problems.
So she had anger management classes. She was mad about that.
How embarrassing. You come home and I'm assuming her child is young, but the family, it's like, hey, what happened? Well, I'm going to have to go to more classes now.
She does. She was, this was 8 days after she was in court.
Oh, lady, you need to work on that.
Yeah. Oh, her attorney says this has been way blown out of proportion. I mean, she drop kicked a cake and stomped on it. So what?
After you'd already been in court because of previous problems with your attitude.
Oh, yeah, she got in trouble for assault and battery in which she hit a coworker with their cell phone and then began screaming.
She has problems.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you got to take a deep breath.
Normally, I would tell people if you're that angry to eat a piece of cake.
Eat a piece of cake.
Like to relax and, you know, have something fun. But it seems like that won't even be a good suggestion for her.
Well, my thing is I've been in where they've made a mistake in my cake and. You know, a lot of times you just talk to the manager.
They fix it.
And they either, you know, pull a little icing on top of it, or they're like, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and give you another cake.
That's right. Remember our anniversary cake from the show in the spring?
Yeah. And how good cake. And how good it was.
So good. It was so good.
And how we're just talking about cake again.
I know. We didn't eat nearly enough of that cake.
You're right. Well, we're almost on our half anniversary.
Yeah, okay. More cake will be coming soon. But actually, man, I just thought about that.
I think our half anniversary is right around my birthday, so we'll just get a double cake for
That's
that.
Perfect.
No problem.
It's the Ryan.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
Take a minute. I want you to think about something or someone that you love. Oh, did you think about your girlfriend?
Aww.
Did you think about your boyfriend? Did you think about justice?
You love justice?
Did you think about equality? Hey, Nikki, some people spend their days working towards justice.
You
they
do.
Work towards
you
equality.
Do.
And let's face it, all of that revolves around a love of people, right? Whether you thought about you were loving an individual or loving a group, if you're talking about love and you're thinking about people and not your Xbox controller, which, you know what? Okay. All right. We're all growing. It's fine. I want you to know that I think loving people is awesome. I appreciate people that work towards the betterment of people, society, individuals. That's great. Let me hit you with another idea, though. As great as people are, and they can be
wonderful,
spectacular,
fantastic,
you should meet the guy that made them. No, seriously. We love people. We spend our days working towards people. But man, have you met God yet? God made people. And you might think that discrimination is terrible and racism is awful, but think about this. He made the colors. He loves people so much, he could make even you look like a bigot. No, that's how much he loves people. It's amazing. And it's not just groups of people or certain groups of people. He loves groups of people and individuals. God loves people. He loves you. And you're like, well, look, no wells, no ands, ifs, or buts. Just real talk. God loves people way more than we know and way more than we do. Oh, no, no, nobody, no. More than we do. That's a fascinating idea. You're in love with somebody, then you meet God and you realize God loves them more than you do. And you know what it actually does for me? It makes me want to love them and treat them with more respect.
Even more.
Because I realize, oh, whoa. Okay, so God, who I'm in a relationship with, cares for them even more than I do. And I love them a lot, but geez, that's really something. That is who God is. You got to get to know him. Look, Jesus cares so much about justice for the individual and all of us. He was willing to die unjustly. Think about that. It's amazing. God is amazing. And you may have gotten some distorted pictures of him somewhere. I wish that you would meet him for yourself. And you know what? Don't even take my word for it. Go straight to the source. Start a relationship with Jesus and get to know him yourself. If you have no idea how to do that, here's where we start. Just say, Jesus, I want to have a relationship with you. You're so full of love. You are love. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want you to show me what real love is. Man, God wants to do that. God loves you and the person next to you so much. It's going to blow your mind.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Is there anything as wonderful as cookie dough?
That is a question.
I don't think there is. Now, you can tell me about all kinds of things that you think are great, but man, freaking cookie dough.
Well, unless you don't like the dough part and you like it, you prefer it cooked. Like, I take it you're meaning cookie dough that is.
In the raw.
In the raw.
How can you not like raw, like a chocolate chip cookie dough?
No, I know, but it's still in the back of my head, you're always hearing like warning bells, like you're not supposed to.
I would prefer if you just go ahead and hand me the bowl of the cookie dough.
Instead of baking it?
Don't worry about baking it. I'll be all right. It's no big deal.
It's just fine.
We got a little bit of a problem, though. Ooh, wait. What about cookie dough blizzards or whatever? Mixers.
Yeah.
Whatever the concreters, buzzers, like whatever the heck they have that name where they're putting
the little chunks of the cookie dough in it.
Little pellets. Have you ever had those chocolate covered cookie dough like snacks that you can get at the movie theater? Have you ever woken up chewing on your pillow thinking that it was cookie dough?
No, not that.
Okay, all right, fine. The FDA yesterday wanted to ruin the world for everybody. They were like, hey, guys, we got an E. coli problem. Don't know if you heard.
Yeah, but we're getting that from everything else we can potentially eat. So,
well, this is where it gets unique and interesting. Now, E. coli, Nikki, causes diarrhea.
Thank you. I knew you were going to go there.
Often bloody. That's what the FDA...
Keep it gentle here.
Nikki, this is a press release from the FDA.
It's medical.
And it's medical.
Severe, that means he can't get in trouble by saying it because it's medical.
What, bloody diarrhea?
Just
if it
give me a break.
You know, if it didn't bother you.
I know. And that's the problem. But it just is so, it's because I have headphones on and you're in
you
my
can't
head.
Escape it.
I can't, you can't. And this
over
is just,
here.
I just can't not hear it. You guys can just be like, what'd he say? You're not getting it like right at you. And I see your lips moving and saying it at the same time.
Severe stomach cramps.
Yes.
Vomiting.
Okay.
Okay. So
it's
those
no
are
good.
Those are three of the symptoms. It's bad. But here's the problem. E. coli, normally you're like, oh, just wash your hands and you'll be fine. And here's how there's flour. They say there's this like batch of flour that is loose in the United States that is infected with E. coli. Now, most of us, it doesn't affect us at all because what do you do with flour?
Nothing.
You bake it.
Yeah, but we're not baking usually.
Well, yeah, but like when you encounter flour, it's been baked.
Yes, and if it bakes it, it kills it off.
It kills it off. So like your flour that has some E. coli in it, like you're
fine. You never
knew. But they say that they've had, is it 30, 38 people in 20 states that have been infected with E. coli, and they say they can trace it back to them eating raw cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Because the flour didn't get baked, and so that's how this happened. Now, how did the flour get E. coli? You ready? Manure.
In the flour?
Well, it's how they grew it, and so it basically stayed.
I swear, there's manure in everything. We just don't know it. In you, in me, in all you guys.
In your mouth right now.
Yuck.
You're tainted. God. We're all tainted.
Stop telling us this stuff. Just leave it be. Let me just live a life where I just have cookie dough, and if I get sick, I have a tummy ache.
You're just like, you know what? Whoops, it's not the cookie dough's fault.
It can't be.
It can't be the cookie dough's fault.
But now I know it's the cookie dough's fault because of the flour, because of the manure.
The sad part is, the more we talk about it, the more willing I am to just roll the dice.
Because you still want cookie dough.
Get some cookie dough. Because that sounds pretty good.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Nikki, you know what? We were talking a little bit ago about how we've got Olympic fever coming in. And
not really.
What?
No, I think we got overheated just because the room's a little stuffy.
Think it's just hot
I
in
think
here.
It's mostly, yeah, environment.
So it's like it was hot in here when we were talking about the Olympics.
We were talking about Michael Phelps.
I got confused.
Yeah, it's fifth year qualified for the Olympics, the most for a male swimmer.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
you
got to
qualify it.
It's the highest, to qualify.
It's the highest grossing comedy in
over the weekend for
Southern Iowa.
Yeah, so
it's really exciting. So, yeah, he is going to be back. But there's another piece of Olympic news we may have. Okay, you know when you have a fever, you're hot for a while, then you have a cold chill? Here comes the chill. You ready for the chill?
I'm ready.
Okay, at the Copa.
Yeah.
The Copacabana.
Sure, the hottest spot.
Yeah, well, you know, it's right next to the Copacabana where they're going to be doing the beach volleyball. And at that location just yesterday, they had a mutilated body that washed up on shore.
Oh, really?
Okay, and I was like, I'm like, okay, mutilated body, that's not good, but okay, whatever. Maybe it was an accident at sea, maybe whatever. And then that's when you go to the actual article from the headline. The article starts with parts of a mutilated.
He can't cope with this.
Can we just cover that up in the sand? Can we?
Now they've had yesterday I was reading, too, I think it's the kayakers, how
they always have it bad.
Well, that water is so polluted. I mean,
yeah.
there's so much stuff there that their suits that they have to wear have to have a special, like,
filter.
Yeah, like to protect them from potential disease from the water just being so polluted. Because it's just open sewage just going in there.
So. Who wants to be the first to qualify?
No, no one wants that. No one wants that. It's a tough. It's bad.
Who wants to head on down? Go right ahead.
Every time we talk about Olympics, in my head, it's just corruption, corruption, corruption. I cannot hardly even talk about the Olympics anymore.
Here's what I don't understand. This country, Brazil, seems to not have the money to host the Olympics.
No, they do not.
They don't have the money. They don't have the infrastructure. So I don't understand.
They take the money from the Olympics.
There's
to
the Olympic Committee, which we all pay into.
To build up certain areas of their country for things that they feel should have a different type of infrastructure.
Right.
But yet the country can't actually hold that up. It's like every other place that's had the Olympics. No
it's
one can afford to have the Olympics.
Even Russia couldn't afford the Olympics.
No one. Well, I mean, there was some bonuses given during that one.
They had those $5,000 footstools that didn't work.
And there wasn't any footstools. Yeah. So it's just hard.
Yeah, we saw a lot of that. Well, I imagine that we'll have a lot of great coverage of the Olympics of like, hey, look, this room it doesn't have a sink. Or this, or yeah, there's going to be plenty of that. But there you go. Copacabana. I'm going to be watching the beach volleyball this year. And it's like, oh, I like to watch it for the bodies. Me too, but it's a totally different thing.
Gentle.
Is that? Oh,
gentle. It's, be gentle about it.
It's not?
No, just be gentle.
You can't make that?
No, it's fine.
Sorry? Okay.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We Were Wrong is the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I just said to Nikki off air that all of the bands we talk to should be as easy to talk to as Scott from Lennox is. He's just easy to talk to.
He's super, super nice.
Aren't you, Scott? You're just a nice person.
I think you're talking about somebody else.
You shut up.
Hey, if anybody tells you otherwise, you have them call us and we will correct them because you
Fair
are.
You can beat them up.
You know, Scott, you're somebody that I follow on Facebook and Twitter, and I feel like you live a fairly interesting life. I do. So I keep
up with you.
You need
to elaborate on that.
I'm going to. I got a couple of things I want to ask you about. First off, I've told so many people about your pool parties.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know if you've had a pool party this year.
I haven't. We haven't yet had a pool party this year. We're going to do one later in July, I think. But I did dip into our pool stock and brought one out because it's been so hot here. So I do have one in the backyard killing the grass, but yeah. I've been lounging around in it every day.
If you're ever invited to a Lennox pool party, you must realize it's a bring-your-own-pool event. So you go to the
True.
Store, grab a cheap one, go
Doesn't
there.
Doesn't have to be cheap.
Fill it up. Well, I think you'd want it to be. I don't think you want to spend too much money.
People come the first year and they bring they buy something real small and then they're like, man, and the next year they bring the biggest thing that they can find.
Yeah.
So I have had people threaten to set up those above ground pools, like those structures that will get you kicked out of your HOA, stuff like that. I was like, maybe not that.
I would actually like to see that. You hear some people outside, some hammering one morning.
They're there really early for the party.
Make sure they get set up in the right spot.
So, show up with a backhoe and just dig their own pool.
Scott from Lennox, amazing pool parties, and now I see that you're an air conditioning repair guy.
Oh, yeah. That was so...
It's been hot, like you mentioned.
Yeah, you said it's been really hot. You live in Nashville, right?
Yeah, it's been in the 90s consistently for a couple weeks now. And so Britt called me one day. I was running an air, and she was like, what's wrong with the air? I'm like,
Not that.
She's like, the fan's not turning. But, yeah, looking on, just found a YouTube tutorial and did some troubleshooting based on the YouTube tutorial and figured it out. And a friend of ours had just had the same repair done for, over $300. And I found the part was only $12.
Yes.
Even I can finish this. But the funny thing was I went to visit my family in Charlotte this weekend, and so that held us up. I had to fix that in the morning when the shop opened so I could get the part. And then we left, and there were my brother and my dad, who are both very handy and construction-oriented. They both work in that field. We're both like, he told my mom, yeah, Scott said he was going to do this, that, and the other. And they're like, are you sure that was Scott? That doesn't sound like Scott.
Maybe not. Yeah, I will stand up, or at least let's mention and throw this out there. Scott managed to do it based on a YouTube tutorial. It doesn't mean everybody can fix everything that way.
True.
And let's leave some things to the professionals.
Don't believe in yourself.
That much.
That's the message this morning. You can't do anything you want.
No, not always. not always. Not based just off watching the video.
Scott,
and there was this one point in the video. Mm-hmm. So it was the part essentially holds a charge so that when you turn it on, it can kick the fan on with a little extra power. And so they said, when you take it off, this guy had rubber gloves on. He had this, rubber-handled screwdriver. You want to touch these portals because there's a chance it's holding electricity. So I was terrified. I'm touching it, just waiting to get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was broken, so it didn't hold charge. I was really, really scared that whole time.
Well, dude, I will tell you, too, when it comes to YouTube tutorials like that, if anybody's thinking of trying a thing, you should watch the entire video first.
Oh, start to fit. And see if you can notice any editing.
Yes.
Because if they have taken and lifted part of the experience out, then you don't know how many hours that took.
Because
that's true. Be wary of fast forward parts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I've done the same thing. I've used YouTube to fix my car before. And there was one, and this is how I learned this lesson. There was one tutorial where I was just like, I got all the parts, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to turn the tutorial on. I'll just pause it at each step. And then I got stuck on this one part, and the video, I let it run, and they had been working during the day, and all of the sudden it was night, and they had lights on, and they're like, we've had a lot of problem with this one step. And I'm like, oh my God!
That's it. That's the problem.
I had to have a mechanic come out and do it. I couldn't finish it. Totally happened to me, but it was fine. I feel good about it.
So as long as people realize Scott's is the good one, yes. Obie's got the bad one, and see where you fit in between.
Roll the dice, guys. Yeah. Roll the dice.
Yep, figure out where you're going to do it.
Now, when Scott's not fishing or air conditioner repairing or pool partying, he is also Lennox. So, man, how are things going with Lennox?
They're going good. Yeah, I know on Instagram I just post all that stuff, but I do a lot of writing the rest of the time. It just works. It works around my schedule for fun things like fishing and pool parties. No, it's going good. We're just working on a ton of new music and just been constantly doing a bunch of collaborations with other artists, and a lot of that across the pond. So not all of it makes its way back to the U.S., but it's cool to kind of see random influxes in Facebook fans in other countries. Like, we had this random bump recently, and I thought something was wrong with Facebook. Like, we had some spam thing or something, because it was like X number of people liked your page, and they were all Chinese characters, every last one of them. And I'm like, that's strange. And so did some research, and turns out like our song got picked up for some gaming thing, commercial or something, whatever.
In China?
In Taiwan. And so the kids, you know, somebody out there figured out. I finally asked one of them when they asked me for lyrics. I was like, hey, how'd you hear about this? So stuff like that's really neat. When your music kind of leaks out in places that you would have never gone and put it somewhere. So that's been awesome. And we've got a few shows coming up this summer, including one in we're going over to play a festival in Colombia in August. Yeah, Colombia with two O's.
Wait, two O's?
We're not. We don't know where that one is.
Because there's Columbia, South Carolina, with a U.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
Columbia. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you, I thought they both had a U in them.
Well, that's because, again, you've not been invited to that.
I'm not getting invited to South America, so I'm just like, whatever. It's cool. Oh, we're talking to Scott from Lennox. Sounds like you guys are busy, and you gave away your latest song, right? Can't you get that for free?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun little mishap with the label, and
whoops!
So it worked out. Everybody wins. You can go to soundcloud.com/LennoxMusic. It's LNYX Music, and download "This Is Not the End" for free.
So if you're like, right, I love this song, you can go get it afterwards for free.
You absolutely can. So,
and if you hate it, you can just leave a hateful comment right there on the track. It's often pops up during the first part.
That's also an option, too. Or just go ahead and still get it for free, because, I mean, you're going to love it. You're going to like
might
it.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Scott, thanks so much for hanging with us this morning, man.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
This is our Brenda. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
You know, it must be because the symptoms are getting worse, because yesterday I was like, I got the fever, and now I'm starting to get the shakes. I'm so Olympic'd up right now, and it's like 8 weeks away.
That is the normal symptoms right there.
Oh, yeah. Is that you over there, Nikki? My vision's going. I got the fever.
Aw.
Put the goggles on me. Did you guys hear about this? I actually am interested, even though I won't have the tech to participate. Yesterday, NBC laid out their plans for Olympic coverage. They say that you're going to be able to see more Olympics than ever before.
And now do they say we'll be able to do that?
Well, in addition to more broadcasting than they've ever done, they also have announced a partnership exclusive to the Samsung Gear VR. Now, that is the VR headset, virtual reality, if you're not getting it, where you put your Samsung phone, like I believe the Galaxy's S6 and S7, and maybe the Galaxy Gear. No, I can't remember. What's the big one? It doesn't matter. You know what? The Edge, where you can put it in that virtual reality headset. It's like $100, and boom, you've got VR with your phone. Well, they are exclusively broadcasting that to Samsung Gear VR owners. You'll be able to watch the opening ceremonies in VR, mm-hmm. the closing ceremonies in VR, and they say about 55 hours worth of competition.
Some of the main ones, probably?
Yes, in virtual reality. I think that's interesting. I actually think that's what virtual reality is part of what will make it take off.
Well, remember with any sort of, you know, when it was HD, 4K, all that fun stuff, whenever there's some sort of new side to television, it has to grab sports and it has to get there early. And normally we talk like football, basketball, but Olympics falls under that category too.
I don't know that I would want to watch all sports that way or whatever, but the idea of being able to sit somewhere for a live event, a sporting event, a concert, or whatever. And if you've never
feel like you're there.
Yeah, if you've never played with virtual reality, its sense of presence is one of the coolest things it does. It really does, even though you know you're not there, it really can kind of trick you into feeling like you've gone somewhere else. And I'm not going to Rio for a lot of reasons.
But it'd be neat to experience it. Just like if, you know, you want to travel to some place, but you're never going to go there.
Yeah.
Just to feel like you virtually travel there.
So I actually got it wrong. It's not 55 hours. It's 85 hours of treatment. They're also saying that even if you don't watch it live, they're going to archive that. So if you're a Samsung Gear owner, you'll still have access to the archive to be able to watch those sporting events in VR. They say it will be a 360-degree view space that you'll be able to turn around and see what's going on behind you if you want. Men's basketball, gymnastics, track and field. And other than that, they haven't given a ton of details as to what else you're going to be able to see. But I guess if you have a Samsung thing, you want a Gear, maybe. Probably. I don't know. Oh, one last detail. You have to be a cable TV subscriber to access it.
Boy, they're making it hard, aren't they?
Well, they're not making it cheap.
That's a smaller group now. With all those qualifiers, we've really narrowed it down.
So I need a $600 Samsung phone, a $100 headset, and I need to have cable.
Sure. Yes. All right.
Why don't we take another swath at that and be like, and it's only people on this half of the country.
It's only men.
Only men can watch it.
No, I feel like that's to intentionally keep it down so that the streaming or just whatever, it's not too many people accessing it.
Now, I wonder what the data requirements on that are. And I'd definitely wait till you get home with the Wi-Fi.
You don't want that.
You don't want that on your data plan.
You can't access it maybe unless you are on it.
I don't actually know.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I have warned Nikki about this for years, but she has...
I just won't listen.
You won't? Well, you listen. But the thing is, what I need you to do is, as it goes in one ear and out the other, I need you to plug one of the ears.
And keep it in there?
So it goes in and stays in. How many times have I said to you, Nikki, that your cats are going to kill you?
I know, you said that.
Cats are carnivores. Your cat lives with you. You know what it's doing? It's waiting for you to die so it can eat you. Because technically, like, they're carnivores, but they're also scavengers. What do you call them? They'll eat dead. Just they find something dead, they'll just eat it.
So if they're just waiting you out.
They are. Like, if you don't feed your cat's like, oh, that's fine. There's plenty of meat here. That's kind of where your cat's at. And you're like, don't say that. Look, I'm bringing you. Okay. Your cat might love you and et cetera, et cetera. But it also hears the call of the wild in a way that you don't hear it.
The wail of that siren when your body's there.
It hears the thump, thump, thump of your heart. And it's just like, I could eat that up right now.
I don't know if my cats, well, it depends. Mine are indoor, pretty calm.
Mm-hmm. We got a guy in Toronto. He went to the Toronto General Hospital with abdominal pain, went into surgery, died. Do you know why he died? His cat bit him, put him into septic shock.
What was wrong with the cat for that?
It's just like cat bacteria.
Ugh.
And because here's what I'm not sure about. Did he have, let's see, I believe what it came down to, the bite gave him a blood infection. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that went into shock.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. part of it is he was probably in poor health already. You know, he was not the youngest fellow on the block, though not the ancient of days or anything. And so he's whatever. Okay.
But that's not the cat's fault then at that point. It's a storm of things.
Nikki, it won't be your cat's fault.
He kicked off the storm, but
it won't be your cat's fault when it eats you. Okay? It won't be its fault. It'll just be doing what comes naturally to an animal.
I can't see my two cats eating me. I really hope that would never happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so too. That's why I'm having this conversation.
Sure, just to let me know.
I'm just telling you to be on the lookout. You have an animal in your house that is stalking you, even though you think it's cute. You're like, it gets on the fridge and stares down at me. Why? Because you attack from above.
That's what it's doing.
It's called a takedown.
Aww.
Your cat is watching you. And now we see that in the war of man versus cat, cats are now, it's like, well, you know what? I'm having a hard time biting him to death, so I've developed this bacteria.
No, what worries me more is lately, just like in the news where, okay, he gets bit and then he has that septic shock or, you know, you go in the water and someone gets a rash and then loses a leg, like all that stuff. That worries me more.
Here's what it comes down to. What else have I been talking about? A window air conditioner. All right, we're going to get a window air conditioner and then we're never going to leave the house again.
That might be safe.
We just get food.
Food for the
food
cats.
Food delivered. Yeah, you better feed the cats. If you don't feed the cats, Nikki, you're going to feed the cats.
If you stay indoors like that, but that would be terrible.
It's safer inside, man. You don't get a sunburn and people can't disappoint you.
Okay, that's another morning, all right? We'll tackle that topic.
That's why I got these cats.
I see, it's like a horrible circle. You can't get out of it.
But the cats are trying to kill me.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
You know that Nikki and I are huge smokers. We just smoke all the time. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Oh my gosh, I can't even see Nikki. The smoke is so thick in here. So much smoking.
Do you hear the tone in case you're like, I am shocked and appalled?
What? I'm smoking? No,
I'll just hear his tone.
It's going to kill you. Ah. Okay, so
most in radio do.
Oh, yeah. No, our industry is absolutely full of smokers. So there's a dude in China that, I don't know if you've seen this video or not, of him being able to smoke. I think it's 30, but it might actually be no more. Here's the deal. He was able to put 10 cigarettes in one nostril, 14 in the other, and then...
In his nose nostril?
Mm-hmm.
How could you fit that many up your nose?
Well, you know, your nose is just kind of flesh and cartilage, so you could
stretch it?
You could stretch it. I mean, I wouldn't want to. And as someone who just had surgery in their nose, no. I'm good.
I can't stretch your nose thing like that.
No, it would be one of those things where you'd have to do a little bit over time.
Like how I have my, like when you have plugs in your ears.
Exactly. Well, you've got a piercing right now in your nose. Like, have you ever seen people that they gross? You put a little and tearing. Ow.
Yes.
Ow.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to do that.
I can't fit like 15 cigarettes up there.
How many fingers can you get in there?
No, I'm not doing that. I am not doing that.
I just wanted to trick Nikki into picking her nose. I'm a terrible person.
It is like doing the show with a child.
What's really great, what you guys didn't see is Nikki had a finger right up to her nose and then was like, wait, what am I doing?
I don't want to know how many fingers I can fit up there.
It's awesome. I don't want to know what possesses a person to be like, you know what? How many cigarettes do you think I can jam in there?
It's boredom.
Probably alcohol.
A lot of times with heat. Like if it's really hot inside, but yet, you know, it's hot outside too.
Do the weirdest things when it gets hot in here.
And you're just like, okay. And then someone probably started by seeing if they could smoke a cigarette through their nose, like to blow the smoke out.
You know what? I can totally see that.
And then they just like, dude, I can put two in there. And then it accelerates.
Dude, your nose is huge.
Yeah.
I bet you can put like 10 cigarettes in there. We should find out.
And then there was probably a chance of like, do it, do it, do it. And before you know it, he has this record.
Yeah, it's weird. So, okay, he's got 30. Well, what's the actual math? 8, let's see, 24... That's 42.
You cannot fit 42 things up your nose.
No, no, no. It's like, well, he's got them in each nostril and in his mouth.
Oh, his mouth.
The
total. So
it's like
your
a
mouth.
Grand total right there, yeah. So then he lights them all, and then he grabs them, and he starts eating the lit side of the cigarette, which is, then he starts screaming, because, you know, you're putting a lit cigarette in your mouth. They always told us, like, there's enough nicotine in a cigarette to kill you. Most of it goes up in the flames.
Yeah.
Thought you're not supposed to eat a cigarette.
Well, I don't think I need a study to tell me that. I mean, but for him, maybe.
Okay. You know what? You say that, but I didn't think you needed a study to say, hey, quit putting cigarettes up your nose.
That's true.
As you can see, as we always tell you guys, if you go somewhere and you see a sign that tells you not to do something, it's because somebody did it.
And before you start judging, you think, oh, I would never put a cigarette in my nose. Did you go to start putting your finger up your nose?
Nikki did.
Because it starts with one. I did not.
Almost.
It starts with one. That's the gateway.
That's exactly right. You know what, guys? Let's just put everything down. Step back.
I hope by us talking about the story, it hasn't led to this weekend. You're like, well, wait, how many can I get up there?
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one. The Riot.
You guys are interested in watching us eat. Not that it's weird. We are live on Facebook right now, thanks to Nikki's phone and Eric, who is wandering with Nikki's phone.
Thank you for joining us at Radio U on Facebook, and you can see the White Fudge Marshmallow Twinkies there.
All right, so the White Fudge Marshmallow Twinkie is the other Ghostbusters Twinkie.
We had no idea until we tried the Key Lime Slime one.
That's right. The Key Lime Slime Twinkie is available everywhere. I mean, where you can find it, but there's no limitations. But the White Fudge Marshmallow Twinkie is a Walmart exclusive. And I feel like Walmart actually got the better end of that deal, and we haven't even eaten it yet.
I think so, too. I just think the key lime ones were okay. Like, it didn't really even taste like key lime.
But this is, look at this. It's coated in white fudge.
This seems like the premium Twinkie.
Yeah. Now, here's the official description. A white fudge-covered sponge cake. With marshmallow topping and creamy filling.
Now, remember, Radio U on Facebook, if you quickly, let's give them a second, go run there and pull that up on our Radio U Facebook page. You can watch live.
It just smells like white fudge.
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. All right. So.
I hope this is really good.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. You first.
Oh, that tastes really good.
Yeah. Okay, my turn.
Oh, you really did wait for me. That's super good.
Oh, it's like two layers of cream. There's marshmallow cream on top.
And then the Twinkie icing covering thing. That is really good.
That'll do.
Sorry, guys, if you work here at Radio U, you can't have the box.
Oh, dude, like they totally scored on this, guys. Like this is the one. That key lime slime, they're ripping you guys off.
That was nothing.
Man, Walmart, they brokered the real deal here.
I'm going to eat the whole Twinkie.
I'm having another one. I mean, I bought the box. I can do what I want.
I know. You can totally do what you want.
I can do what I want, Nikki.
Oh, those are super good. I like those a lot.
Oh, I'm sold, man. I'm absolutely sold on them. Do you taste?
I don't taste marshmallow per se.
Yeah, I don't really taste the marshmallow.
I dropped some of the icing in the keyboard.
And that's why you're not supposed to eat in the studio.
That's all right. That's all right. It'll come out eventually.
Yeah, the marshmallow is very faint.
Which is good, because I think if it was more marshmallow, I wouldn't like it as much. It's not as artificial tasting, okay?
No, get upset. The white fudge overpowers the marshmallow.
But I think that's fine.
Maybe it's there, but yeah. Oh, I like that, Nikki. I like that a lot.
Happy 4th of July weekend there.
What's that, Eric?
How many can you eat in a sitting?
How many can I eat in a sitting?
Oh, I'm going to have two.
Let's find out. No, you know what? I feel like two is good, though. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, man.
Is there another one?
No. Look at the nutrition facts. You ready?
Do not tell me how many calories was in that.
Plug your ears. Plug your ears, all right? 190 calories per cake.
No, that's not bad.
9 grams. One. One of them.
No,
not
I expected that.
Okay.
It's like 100 and I think 40 or 90 in like a normal Twinkie.
Okay. 9 grams of fat and then 23 grams of sugar.
Really?
That is so much sugar, guys. That is so much sugar.
How many sugars are we allowed to have in a day?
They say on average you should keep it to around 90.
Okay, so we can have two.
Right, because there's no other sugar out there.
And the rest of the food for the day.
But you know, the good news, it's only 130 milligrams of sodium.
Mm.
So that's only 5% of your sodium
for the day.
How much
protein did we get right there?
You did get some protein, guys. 1 gram. You know what? I pop a couple of these for you, go to the gym.
You're good.
And you're going to have all you need to build muscle.
If not, I can see this is a really good post-workout.
Oh. Well, you know, you got to have carbs.
Well, again, don't forget you can join us at Radio U on our Facebook page. You can actually watch this live.
Gosh, it's good.
But the white chocolate fudge Twinkies, super good.
Why does it have to be bad for you? Why is this bad for you? Why can't it be good?
Why? Because it tastes good is why it's bad for us.
Ma'am. Come on, guys. I'm still not going to the Ghostbusters. I'm still not going to see Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I know that. But you wanna go halvesies on the second one?
I don't think so.
You're just going to eat it all?
I think I'm going all in.
Well, that was a successful Riot food fight. That was delicious.
Ma'am.
I like white chocolate covered things.
I feel like I need a minute just to
I need some water, too. Just a little.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.